The most hotly contested measure on Tuesday's ballot barely won, by less than one half of a percentage point.
We knew going in it was going to be tight.
That was Dave Drennan, the executive director of the Missouri Dairy Association, one of the 40 mainstream agriculture groups in the state that supported Amendment 1.
I think it gives us a significant step forward, not only for the folks that are farming and ranching in the state right now, but for future generations.
Larry Zahn, the owner of the Crescent Feed Company, said the best thing that Amendment 1 can bring for people like himself is stability.
Hopefully, we really just don't see much change for the farming industry. They can go about conducting their business and not have to worry about outside interests attempting to dictate how they operate.
Putting the right to farm into a state's constitution is somewhat of an unprecedented move. Only North Dakota has made right to farm part of its constitution. This amendment could set an example for other agriculture-centric states.
I'm very concerned how this will impact Missourians because we will be one of the very few states that will have constitutional protection for the largest corporations, agribusiness corporations in this country as well as the world.
Sheila Nichols with Missouri's Food for America said she is worried about how small farmers will be able to hold up against large agriculture corporations under the new provision in the Constitution.
I think that sends a very loud message across the field that Missouri state and our lands, farmland, is up for grabs. Very disappointing result, but our coalition will keep on fighting for Missouri's family farmers, animals, and the environment. Despite being outspent by more than 2-1, we came back from way down in the polls, and I think we made a great showing last night.
Laura Umfenauer, a volunteer with Vote No on Amendment 1, expressed concern that the amendment could undermine the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act that was passed in the November general election last year and allow for foreign corporations to buy out large swatches of farmland in Missouri. All eyes will continue to be on Missouri as the state navigates its way through what it means to have the right to farm. Reporting for KSMU News, I'm Elisa Zhu.